Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dad's Gone Crypto. Today, I want to talk about some of the lowliest of low pieces of absolute human excrement. My least favorite people in the crypto world. Yes, I'm talking about scammers. Scammers are everywhere, and I would assume they've been everywhere since the beginning of the human race. I can almost guarantee you that there was a scamming caveman out there somewhere in prehistoric times that would prey on unsuspecting victims as they returned from a hunt. Oh, nice mammoth ribs you've got there. If you give me one now, I'll bring you back two tomorrow. As time went on, scammers always found new ways to scam. In the Middle Ages, it was charlatans roaming the countryside, peddling supposed miracle cures and potions to cure everyone's ailments. Those remedies falsely promised miraculous results. They were constantly preying on the desperation of the sick and suffering. In the 20th century, with the expansion of the postal services and increased communications through mail, mail fraud became a prevalent scam. Fraudsters would send deceptive mailings, promising lottery winnings, fake prizes, investment opportunities, tricking recipients into sending money or personal information. Then, as technology advanced, so did the scammers. In the 80s and 90s, phishing scams became popular. That's right. Phishing scams go all the way back there and probably even earlier, you know, first with phone calls and then advancing again with the invention of email. Scammers would call individuals posing as representatives from banks, government agencies, or trusted organizations and attempt to trick them into revealing sensitive information such as their bank account numbers, social security numbers, passwords. And let's not forget everyone's favorite email scam. That Nigerian prince that just needs a little bit of help transferring a huge amount of money into the country. You will be rewarded greatly if you can just pay that small fee to help them move that money. It's sad to say, but I think it's just human nature that there will be those who, you know, don't want to build anything of their own and just want to take it all from those of us that do. Okay, though, enough reminiscing about how assholes have always existed. We're here to talk about crypto, and boy, oh boy, is crypto ripe with scams. With the advent of cryptocurrencies came the advent of a whole new pile of scams and new ways to collect on all those old existing scams. In the crypto world, there's no one to protect you but yourself. If a scammer empties your wallet, there's no credit card company out there that's going to refund your money and go after the scammer. You know, you're pretty much on your own here. And you have to take 100% personal responsibility for your actions and your mistakes in crypto. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but the last couple of years or so, it seems that crypto scams have just increased exponentially. It seems like every time I turn around, I hear about another friend who's gotten their wallet drained. And these are not crypto newbies that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about experienced crypto veterans that make one tiny little mistake and boom, empty wallet. You know, the current epidemic of wallet draining scams out there got me thinking. I mean, have all of the blockchain developers out there turned to scamming? How can there be a new wallet drainer that pops up every couple of minutes? Well, as it turns out, you don't actually need to know how to code to be a scammer anymore. There is now, and has been for a couple of years or so, actual services out there to help any asshat that can turn on a computer become a full-fledged scammer. That's right, folks. Scam as a service is a thing now. Unbelievable. I always thought the acronym, you know, SaaS, S-A-A-S, stood for software as a service. But it turns out it has a new meaning now. Scam as a service. This version of SaaS has reshaped the world of crypto fraud, making it accessible to even the most novice of scammers. Picture this, it's 2023 and the crypto world is buzzing with excitement and uncertainty. Investors are seeking refuge from that long crypto winter that we all went through, and they're all out there hoping for that breakthrough that will turn their fortunes around. Meanwhile, in the shadows, scam as a service operators are lurking, offering turnkey solutions for launching phishing scams. No longer confined to the dark web, these tools are readily available on platforms as simple as Telegram, and they've been ushering in a new era of crypto fraud. With a few simple steps, anyone can become a crypto scammer. All it takes is a deceptive website, a catchy phishing hook, and a hidden wallet drainer behind the little innocuous button. It's like the wild, wild west of fraud out there. But what's truly remarkable is the impunity with which these scam as a service developers are operating. They rake in millions selling their wallet draining scripts to other lower level assholes and let them do the dirty work of actually setting up the scams to drain users' wallets. So it's nearly impossible to catch the devs that are actually making these scripts. Speaking of low level assholes, look at this one. This guy is literally posting an ad to sell a wallet draining script disguised as a Medium article. Now, check this out. Crypto wallet drainer script, the truth behind the business. So, you know, it looks like this is going to be an article. And what do we have here? Oh, look at an ad for his AK drainer. Are you kidding me? Look at this. It goes on to talk about how he's been selling this crypto drainer script for over 2 years now, and basically everyone's happy with it. Oh, isn't that great? All the scammers are happy with your freaking script. Just goes in here, does a little ad for how his is better than all these other ones, and then puts a link down here to go ahead and, you know, click on that link and come buy this draining software. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And whatever you do, don't click on that link. Don't go to this ad and click on this link, because who in the hell knows what is lurking behind that Telegram link? It's just absolutely unbelievable. And so, you know, doing a little bit of research here, I'm, you know, looking on the web and seeing how prevalent this really is. I ran across, you know, Scam Sniffer. According to Scam Sniffer, in 2023, phishing scams drained nearly $300 million from wallets of over 320,000 unsuspecting crypto users. We'll go check this out on their website real quick. You can see here, they've got it all tracked out about which drainers are doing this. But in 2023, $295 million stolen from 320,000 victims. And you can go on their website and, you know, check this out here, but it's just unbelievable. And here you can see, you know, these are the ones doing it. These are all scams as a service drainers that these guys make these drainers and then sell them to other, you know, little scammers out there. And you could see how much they've raked in. I mean, look at this. This was the first one was Monkey Drainer here in August of 2022, raked in over $16 million. Then they all just started proliferating from there. And you can see, you know, a lot of these came out in March of 2023. So basically a year ago or so, and how much money they've made. I mean, this Inferno Drainer, $81 million since March of 2023, 134,000 victims. It's absolutely insane. But yeah, you can go check this out on scamsniffer.io. Check out their website and you can go check out these articles and, you know, just see for yourself how crazy this is out there. And unfortunately, this trend is not slowing down at all. In fact, it is on the rise big time. And if we look at this article also on Scam Sniffer, we see that over $71 million were stolen by these phishing scams in March alone. It's just absolutely insane. And again, go check this out on their website. You know, it does a good job of breaking all this down, what chains, you know, where this is all happening. But it's just absolutely insane. So, okay. Now we know that all these scams are out there. I mean, we knew it before, but just seeing the evidence there and seeing that it doesn't take much of anything to set these scams up, it's pretty easy to see why, you know, everywhere these things are happening. So on to the most important thing. How do you protect yourself from this and not become one of the hundreds of thousands of people out there who will fall victim to this trend? Well, the first thing to do is always assume that everything is a scam. I cannot say this enough. I've said it in other videos. I'm saying it again. Always assume that everything is a scam. If you see Michael Saylor on YouTube telling you that he has an amazing giveaway opportunity, it's a scam. If you see links to airdrops in any of the Twitter feeds or Twitter comments, it's a scam. If you see free NFTs being given away on a Telegram channel, it's a scam. Everything is a scam until proven otherwise. Even if a link comes from a trusted source, it's still a scam until you check it out, double check it, and then triple check that it's not a scam. I'm telling you, so many people I know have been hit with this already. And some of these links, they come from trusted sources. You can get hacked and your account could end up sending your friends these kind of links. So even if it comes from a friend, don't trust it until number one, either you verify it with that friend, or number two, you do some research on it. So let me show you an example of a scam that a friend got their wallet drained from this on. All right. And it's ridiculous. I mean, it looks safe enough. Look at this. It's these, you know, cute little Furbies, right? or Fubi. And I'm assuming that's why, you know, it's easy to click on this, because if you're old enough to remember the little Furbies out there, you know, these cute little bears or whatever the heck they were, you know, this is kind of playing on that name, the Fubi, right? Fubi.io. So anyway, someone posted this in our Telegram chat and it looks legit enough. You know, it's a free airdrop of an NFT, and she clicked on it and connected to the wallet to get the promised free NFT, and boom, wallet drained right then and there as soon as she connected. Now, luckily, she used a wallet that didn't have much crypto in it, so she didn't lose very much. Now, that's something to always remember. Anytime you're going to click on something, anytime that you're going to try to, you know, download an NFT or do an airdrop or anything like that, it's always advisable to use a wallet that has very, very little on it. And, you know, basically set up a wallet for these kind of things. You know, we call them a burner wallet, basically. Set up a wallet that has just enough on it that you can mint or, you know, whatever you need to do. And that way, if you do get drained, at least you only lost a little bit. And then, you know, make sure you name that wallet so that, you know, that wallet is the, you know, this is my burner wallet. Name that wallet so that you always know, okay, this is the one I'm going to use for these kind of things that could be scams. And then, you know, if it did work out and you did get an NFT or whatever, transfer it out of that wallet so that, you know, you can use it next time for these same kind of things. So this thing was posted in a Telegram chat. Now, let's go through it and just see, you know, how we can tell that this thing was fake. So right off the bat, you know, it says that it was from this person called HARYS space lol. So unless that's your buddy, you know, that Telegram handle looks a little suspicious to me, but you know, you never know. If maybe that's a buddy, maybe they scammed, you know, maybe they have a look that's, you know, close to somebody else's that, you know. But regardless, the first thing to always check, look at who it's from. And you could always click on their profile, see who they are, see if they're on other chats, you know, make sure it's not a bot, right? That's one way to check this out. Then we also, so we see grab one quickly before they're all gone, you know, and they give you this link here. So before ever clicking on that link, I'd want to do a little bit of research. And the problem is, what happens a lot is, you know, people see this kind of stuff and it's, oh, grab one before they're gone. And in crypto, yeah, things happen super fast. So you're tempted to just click on that thing and, you know, and go get your Fubi NFT, right? Or whatever other NFT that they're out there trying to claim is real, or any other, you know, airdrop or whatever else it is that they think that you think you're going to get if you click on that link. But basically, the one thing to remember is just stop the FOMO. If it says it's quick, yeah, it says you got to move quick, but just take one step, slow down, and actually do a little bit of research before you click on that. So if you look at that link, right, it's fubi.io. It's from an HTTPS, so it's at least a secure website. At least that's, you know, what the link says. Who knows? If you actually hover over the link, though, without clicking on it, a lot of times you can see if it's going to some other website. So that's kind of your first thing to check. You know, always kind of hover over it and look down at your web browser as to where that's going to send you. That's one way to look. Another thing to do, instead of clicking on that link, actually go onto, you know, a search browser, Google or something, and, you know, type in, don't type in the whole address, but just type in like Furby, or on this one, it's, you know, fubi.com or whatever, or fubi.io. Type it in there and see what comes up. You could always type in, you know, Fubi scam. You know, you can type all these kind of things in and just see if other people have reported anything about it yet first. If you did that on this, I think you probably find, if you did a search, if you did a Google search, if you did a Twitter search, you know, if you went out there and actually started looking for this thing, you would see that this thing doesn't even exist. You know, there was no social media presence. There was nothing. I couldn't find anything on Fubi. So, you know, it's obviously a scam, but you know, there's a lot of them out there that are going to look very, very similar to a real website. And those are pretty tough, but you know, you just gotta, like I said, check, double check, triple check, look at the URL, look at where it's leading you, all those kind of things before you click on it. So hopefully then, you know, you can avoid these kind of mistakes where you get drained. You know, and that's a simple example, but there's a million other examples out there. You know, you see it all the time where you see in the comments on Twitter, you know, somebody posts, oh, check out this airdrop or check out this free NFT, all these other things. And you got to be really careful. Personally, I don't click on anything unless I know the source. It's just too risky, especially because even if you click on these things, maybe it's not a wallet drainer, right? I mean, these things, if you're going to get your wallet drained, you're probably going to click on it. You're going to connect your wallet to get whatever it is. You know, it's a little more elaborate. That's the wallet drainer, right? It's going to suck all your funds out of that wallet. But there's plenty of other scams out there. And I'll tell you what, I mean, if you click on the wrong link, you could be opening yourself up, you know, just for your computer to get hacked. And a lot of these, you know, crypto hackers, there's malicious code in there. So when you go to a website, it's very possible that, you know, you could be downloading, you know, malicious malware or malicious viruses. So it's always important also to have a, you know, good virus protection on your computer and that kind of thing. But the most important thing is just to use common sense and try not to FOMO. You know, always do a little bit of research. If something is there and it's too good to be true, and if you don't click it in the next 5 seconds, you're going to miss out. That is almost guaranteed to be a scam. Do not click on those things that's super, super, super time sensitive like that. Because, you know, how lucky are you that you just happen to turn on your Twitter feed right at the exact moment when you have 5 seconds left to click on this? You're not that lucky, believe me. And if you click on it, you're going to find out how unlucky you are. So please, whatever you do, try to be calm, cut down the FOMO when you're, you know, cruising around in crypto Twitter or crypto Telegram, and you know, just use some common sense and make sure you double, triple, quadruple check those links. And don't get yourself into these kind of situations. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Please don't forget to like and subscribe, and you know, come join our Telegram group, join our Zealy, where you can win the dad sacks. I mean, if you look below me here, you can see all the dad sacks laid out, and we're giving away prizes for all of those projects. So get in there and win yourself some dad sacks. We'll see you guys. Take care.
The material and information presented in this recording are for entertainment purposes only. Do not misconstrue what you hear as investment or trading advice. Always do your own research. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the guests on this recording are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Dad's Gone Crypto or its hosts.